Every once in a while, I like to reach back into my previously posted articles in PEDcast to do a fresh uptake, bring some fresh perspective to an old idea. Well, that is exactly what we're going to do today in today's post. I'm reaching way back to June of 2012 and giving some fresh thought to an article that I originally wrote and posted when my youngest child was in college. The subject: life's perspectives and how they change throughout our lives. I call these paradigm or perspective shifts. I hope you enjoy this edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics and take a few minutes to reflect on the message it imparts. A balanced life is a happy life, and children need balance in their life.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's Portable Practical Pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Sometimes important thoughts take hold in ordinary moments. Well, that was true for me when I was visiting my daughter one weekend during her college years. After lunch, we decided to go for a walk and check out the neighborhood. Remember, this is a college town and full of freshly minted young adults, mostly in their 20s. As we passed along the streets and shops, I started noticing posters about social action meetings, storefronts set up for charity work, announcements for upcoming activists coming to town, and yard signs complaining about a new national business coming to town, threatening small local businesses. I started thinking to myself, these 20-somethings are really fixated on issues of right and wrong and are very vocal about their concerns. Well, their causes are important to them, and they seem to have a strong desire to fight for the perceived underdog, whether the cause is a poor child, a small business owner's solvency, or an ethnic minority, either in the U.S. or abroad. Activism was everywhere. It was palpable and being expressed everywhere I turned. At this point in our walk, I started to think about how people's motivations change as they age. It seemed to me that when we're children, life is all about the pursuit of play. Give us a few rocks and sticks, and suddenly there's a game going on. Having fun is a young child's obsession. Every tree is a fort, and every creek is an ocean waiting to be explored. Well, as we enter adolescence and young adult life, the focus of our passion shifts to the fight for justice that was obviously on display during my daughter and my walk in her college town. The next paradigm shift seems to come when we enter the working world and must learn to dedicate ourselves to work. Then comes the birth of a child, and suddenly our paradigm shifts again. Now we become preoccupied by thoughts of how to protect this child and help him or her succeed and be happy, now and in the future. And finally, after the little ones leave to pursue their own dreams, leave the nest, older people's thoughts start to move back towards play and frivolity in the form of travel, sports, and just having fun. Well, you might be asking yourself, how do these paradigm shifts relate to a child's ultimate happiness? Well, I'll tell you what I think. By the time your children become adults, I believe it's vital that they have a healthy balance of all of these paradigms if they are to achieve long-term happiness. Having a balance between the love of fun, a strong sense of right and wrong, a willingness to work hard, and dedication to family produces happy, balanced, productive adult children. Too much play, and those children can lack drive as adults. Obsession with right and wrong, and these adults can lose their joy for life. Overzealous pursuit of money and power, Well, we all know how ugly that can be. It's my opinion that parents who are able to achieve a balance of paradigms in their children, that is, an appreciation of play, a sense of justice and duty to those around them, a need to work hard, and a strong bond to their families, those children ultimately produce the happiest, healthiest, and most resilient children. And of course, the most effective way to teach your children these things is by you setting a good example for them. You are, and always have been, your children's most important teacher. Take a moment to honestly assess if you're creating a healthy paradigm balance in your children. And if you are not, then take some action today. Your children's ultimate happiness depends on it. Well, I hope that you found this podcast helpful. Maybe a little bit preachy, I know. I'm sorry for that. But I think the point I was imparting was a really important one. I would love to hear your comments on today's subject, so take a few moments and write a comment on my blog at www.docsmo.com. And while you're there, please leave me your email address by subscribing to my blog, and that way I can send you an email notice of all the new content that I put on. I promise I won't do anything else with your email address other than send you notice of new content. Well, this is Doc Smo broadcasting from Studio 1E, hoping you take the time to give your children a healthy paradigm. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.